This is a something for nothing world. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. This is a something for nothing world. We get something for nothing. Now, Ingeborg was just telling us that she was told that she has won the lottery for $10,000. And she hasn't bought any tickets, and she hasn't made any arrangements for anything here, and she hasn't been given a ticket by someone who is not here anymore, but she's been told she's won it. Now, Ingeborg is a little dubious about it, and I say, Ingeborg, just remember, you don't get something for nothing. Whether you would like to think you do, you don't. Now, Ingeborg oftentimes thinks and dreams of having a large sum of money come into her life, and I don't know what she's going to do with it, but maybe help the university or whatever, you know. But she's going to have a large sum of money come into her life now. But she knows she isn't going to get it. You're shaking your head. Yes, you shouldn't do that. She knows she isn't going to get it. Now, we don't know how to play the game of being who we are. We just don't know how. We don't know how to play the game of being wealthy, for instance, or winning the lottery or something. We just don't know how to play the game. There's one way that you earn your money, that you earn whatever it is that you're going to get. And Ellen, what is that way?
To know that you have it already.
To know that you have it already. But I don't have it yet. Of course, you never will either. But to know that you have it already. It's foredrawn conclusion. I mean, I always win. I always win, you know. And then you know that you do. And then you do. Now, if you say, I don't, you can be sure you don't and you won't. And if the truth were known about every lottery winner who ever won, they believed they were going to win. They say, oh, I never dreamed it could be possible.
I'm independently wealthy.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Now, if you're going to say I'm independently wealthy, then you don't pay attention. Yeah, I'm recording this here, and I have a different topic. But if you're going to say that you're independently wealthy, then you're making a positive statement about yourself of an undefined amount of income, which covers whatever your needs are, whatever your desires are. And that's good. That's good. But what are you doing? You are saying, I'm independently wealthy, and you're believing it, and so you're having it. But if you don't believe it, if you don't have a conviction for it, you won't have it. Now, do you mean that I can just believe something will be mine and it'll be mine? Yes. Oh, well, that's really quite something. That's really quite something. Now, I ask you the silly, stupid question. What is a thought?
Thing.
Exactly. A thought is a thing. Now, if I say I have a thought that I'm independently wealthy, is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that my reality?
Right.
Do I live in that reality?
Yes.
If I don't live in that reality, I don't experience it. Now, you have a sick body, and you're tired of a sick body, and you say, I don't want a sick body. I want my body to be whole and perfect. So then you say, I have to have the thoughts about my body, that I'm whole and perfect, put that thought in motion if I'm going to be whole and perfect. So I say, I am whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Now, you live in that consciousness, and now are you going to magnetize wholeness to yourself, magnetize perfection to yourself?
No.
Or are you going to live in the awareness of wholeness and perfection, and that's all you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I want to use this word magnetizing, because the secret has that, and other people teach that, and it's not bad, but it's terrible. It's terrible. Ellen, when you saw Alias the first time, did you, that is the first time you got excited about him, did you say, that's my man, that's who I'd like to marry, I really, that's my husband? And some other girl comes along and says, oh, I like Alias, I think I'm going to get bound up with him. Don't bother, he's already mine, you say. And she says, what do you mean he's already yours? Has he told you? No, but I know it. If you have any doubts, you say to her, go ask him. Do you belong to Ellen or not? And then we'll see what he has to say. And I have no doubt, you being Ellen, I have no doubt that he'll say, to Ellen, yes, you know. I mean, you know, to such a princess, wow, oh my goodness, yes. And, you know, but was Alias always Ellen's? Was Ellen always Alias? Were they always related? Did they always belong to each other? Did they belong to each other from the beginning of time? And I don't mean that belonging, possession, but was in the incident of time, their relationship going to be a fact? Was it always a fact? They didn't know it, but was it always a fact?
Yes.
In the infinity of time, were you in that relationship?
Yes.
Now, did you attract him to you?
No.
Or was he always yours? When you saw him, you said, that's my man, you know? Many girls and boys, they see their beloved for the first time. Ah, yes. Now just take it easy. Go slow. Go slow. Don't shake the boat. That's my sweetheart, you know. And I don't want to make her think that I'm crazy, you know. But, you know, you go slow. So, it's yours. Now, how are you going to magnetize a perfect body to yourself?
By thinking a perfect
body. No. I'm saying I don't like the word magnetized. You understand me?
Yeah.
I don't like the word magnetized only because it does not say the truth.
Right.
What is the truth?
That I have a perfect body.
Du bist.
I am.
Yeah, I am whole and perfect. Okay, now, if you are whole and perfect, how can you magnetize it to yourself? That's my point. Now, I'm not against the word magnetized. It's just that in this relationship at all, it's not what you want. Can a positive pole ever magnetize a positive pole?
It's one.
Ellen, can a positive... Sure, you've got to rewrite the questions in the essay, huh? In the University of Healing course. When I'm trying to make a negative question, you want to make it positive. Now, can a positive pole attract a positive pole?
No.
It attracts what? Bitte?
The negative.
A negative. It always attracts a negative. A positive pole always attracts a negative. And a negative pole always attracts a positive. It just is, that's the way magnetism works. Now, can it attract something that is not positive? A positive pole cannot attract something that's not positive.
No, it can only attract
negative.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You see, you didn't fight that too long. No, the positive can only attract the negative. No. Negative not being a good or bad.
Right.
Merely being a force, an energy.
Energy.
And so can... Now, how do you say positive without can
beneficial?
No, that's not beneficial. It's this is the nature of energy to bring to itself.
It's an opposite.
It's opposite. it cannot bring to itself its
same
self,
yes,
because itself is always going the same direction it's going. But so you have to work. You get nothing for nothing in this life, and so you want to train yourself. Now, you're not going to your minister, you're not going to your doctor, your priest, your rabbi, and saying to them, "Heal me, give me something I haven't got." And they'll say, "I can't give you something you haven't got. Until you get religion, I can't give you religion. Until you get healing, I can't give you healing. Until you get wholeness, I can't give you wholeness. And once you got wholeness, you don't need me to give it to you." Okay, now, you say, "I am whole and perfect." You are building up your consciousness. Now, what are you, if you are changing anything, what are you changing?
The attitude.
You're changing your attitude about whatever condition it is that you would like to see. Now, I'm independently wealthy. You want to change your attitude about it. I'm whole and perfect. You want to change your attitude about it. I have the perfect mate. You want to change your attitude about it. By the very fact that you say, "I have a perfect mate," you are saying you don't have a perfect mate. And by the very fact that you're saying, "I'm whole and perfect," you're saying, "I'm not whole and perfect." Because can you tell me what that cell in the middle of your back is doing right now? Can you tell me what that little piece of skin back there is doing? You don't know.
No.
You are it. You are it. And you see, when you are it, then you don't say you want to be it or that you am it, you know? Because I cannot say I am something that I am, because the moment I say that I am something that I am, I'm drawing my attention to that at something which apparently has a separateness to me. Now, what I'm trying to drive home to us here now today is that you get nothing, something, you don't get something for nothing. You have to put forth all of the energy and the effort and the awareness of what it is that you're dealing with. Now, are you divine?
Yes.
Well, why don't you act like it? Now, would anyone ever say that to you? Would anyone ever say, "Why don't you act like it"?
No.
Why wouldn't they say it?
Because I act like it.
Because you am it, huh?
Yes.
Okay, now, when you are it, then nobody can say, "Why don't you act like it"?
Right.
Now, how could a person ever say, "Why don't you act like it"?
Because they don't see
it. No.
Because I don't.
You don't act like it. No. How does, if you will, how does a divine person act? Now you say, "I am divine." Now how does a divine person act? Just tell me one or two points.
Unconditional.
Yeah, come on.
Non-judgmental.
Okay, that's good. The same thing. Okay, so now, have you ever thought you would like to smell this flower instead of that flower?
Maybe.
No! You only think, "I want to smell that flower." You don't say, "I don't want to smell the other flower. I want to smell that flower." You see, if you say, "I don't want to smell that flower, I don't want, then you're unconditional.
Yeah.
You see, that's my point.
Yeah.
And if you start thinking that you can be conditional and unconditional at the same time, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you drink from two glasses at once? So you each bring me a glass of water, and I say, "Thank you." And so then I take a drink, and then eat the rest. You say, "Aren't you going to drink from my glass too?" Well, did you give it to me?
Mm-hmm.
Is it my choice what I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I really am divine and a master, what will I create?
One glass.
One glass. And each of you want to give it to me, which is very nice of you, and what will I create you doing? Each holding the glass and bringing it to me. six sets of hands, you know, or whatever, you know. Coming with the glass, you say, well, my God, what an interesting situation. That's right. But that is what it is. Yeah. You see, when you don't get something for nothing, you put forth the truth about it to demonstrate what it is. I don't have independent wealth. And you don't have independent wealth. I am independently wealthy. Well, now, do you really believe that? Well, if you really believe it, you won't say it. You'll just be it. Do you always, wherever you go, have the wherewithal for going there? Like I used to say, I love a Mercedes 450 SL. And so wherever I'd go, I'd have a 450 SL. And so I went to Europe, and there, Kurt Schweigart, he leases me a 450 SL for the full time that I'm there to go dashing around Europe. Now, how nice of him, you know? Mm-hmm. How very thoughtful. But the thing is, did I need it? Did I want it? Did I? No, I just always saw myself riding around. And the church in El Centro, I didn't think they were that abundant, but I said, no, I don't need a new car. And when I get a new car, I'm going to get a 450 SL. So they went out and got a 450 SL for me. Even though there was not in the entire city of El Cajon, El Central, was there a dealer or was there a 450 SL for sale. But they went to Las Vegas, not Las Vegas, to
Palm Springs,
VIP in Palm Springs, and bought me the beautiful Mercedes 450 SL. Now that's pretty nice. But you see, I lived in that consciousness. I lived in that attitude. My real car is a 450 SL. And so, several times I had one. But I didn't really want it or didn't really believe it was mine, or else I'd have it even now. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll have it even now. Who knows? I don't need it. No. It's not important to me, but I enjoy it. And when it's there, it's there. That's fine. Maybe I'll get a Hummer, huh? But no. The thing is, you don't get something for nothing. And whenever anyone says that you can get something for nothing, or they try to con you out of what you have, don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. The thing is, the moment you mess up by trying to manipulate, you put yourself right out of the running, because there are many instances in our life where we think we're doing somebody a favor, and we take them into our life, and we the federal government shares money with you to take care of them, you know, and then the next thing you know, it doesn't work out. And it doesn't work out. Why doesn't it work out? Because it's not what you really wanted. It's not what you let it happen. Don't let things even that sound good happen to you if you do not want 100% of the responsibility for it. I let things happen in times in my life. And then I wanted other people to be responsible for it. And in the process, I paid the price. Now, you can't do that. You cannot do that. You have to really be very careful. Now, we here on campus have the most ideal arrangement anyone could ever have. We have this lovely parcel of land. We have good value to it. It's all paid for, free and clear. All of our equipment works basically, soundly. It's, 30 years old already? Mm-hmm. But it's still working just fine. I remember when I was a kid, and my dad had the same suit that he was married in, and I was like maybe 7 or 8, maybe 10 years old, at the time of judgment, maybe 12, you know. And my dad's suit was more than 12 years old, because you know, I was the third set of kids to come along, my brother, my two sisters, and then myself. And so, you know, my dad wearing that old coat, you know, for so many years old. And I go in my closet now, and I have things that are 30 years old or better, and they're in perfect shape. They're just wonderful. But the thing is, I thought that was old. But you see, those are attitudes that we have, and those are thoughts that we have. And houses used to have a 20-year lifespan, you know, that they could live because they were built in a way that they had obsolescence built into it. And what about these castles? These castles are built with obsolescence built into it, but they still go and go and go. And people keep fixing them up and making them neat. But the sound structure is there. Really, that's how we want to live our life, like a castle. We want to have a very sound structure. We can remodel it from time to time. We put new clothes on it, you know. We do all these nice things, but we want to have a sound structure. So, is the castle sound?
Yeah.
Yes. Could it be touched up now and then? Sure. Is your body the temple of the living God? Is your body your original purity and integrity? Is your body perfect? Yes. Okay, then. You
live
in that awareness. You think in that awareness. You act in that awareness at all times. And if you don't act in that awareness, what are you going to do? You're going to have a body that's going to need a lot of maintenance. And if you want a heavy-duty maintenance situation, then you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Ellen has taken over our cars from the time we bought them brand new in 99, and she has maintained them every year properly. She has maintained them with all the work that is needed to be done, and all of the cars that basically we bought at that time are still just about as perfect a running condition as when we bought them, because we maintained them. So they were not maintenance necessary. They were maintenance free. The simple things that we did were just the simple maintenance things. And what's the simple maintenance thing? What do you say about your car?
I love it.
You say you love your car. You think it's fantastic. And so it is. And nothing does happen by chance. It is all something that we have put into motion, all something that we have determined for ourselves, and we get nothing we do not get something for nothing. We have paid for it. Even the negatives, we have paid for that. In the positives, we have paid for that. And we say, I am divine order, and we are being specific and wonderful. We say, all is in divine order, and this is a generalization of where we can work as we are becoming aware of I am divine order. Because sometimes we have to take the bigger ship before we take the smaller one. And when we take the bigger one, we're saying, all is in divine order. And then we get into our own ship. I am divine order. But when you're in I am divine order, when you're in the idea that you are liking to win the lottery or whatever, that's an individual thing. And as an individual thing, at first it feels a little lonely, because you say, I'm whole and perfect. And then you look at the world around you, and you see the world around you where people are not thinking that. You see them whole and perfect, but they're not thinking it. And you think, why don't they recognize they're whole and perfect too? Why don't they say, well, all that matters is that I recognize I am whole and perfect, and everyone else is whole and perfect. When I do that, then if I be lifted up, all will be lifted up unto me. If I start living what I believe, then the whole world is going to reflect what I believe. And if I don't, then it won't. This is a terrible illustration, but Hitler, in his attitude toward philosophy and life, was his attitude until the people gave him the power to make it enforced upon them as their attitude. And he did his things. He could have done fabulous things. He could have become the God of the universe, you know, the president of the world, because little by little the whole world would have not succumbed to him, but it would have come under his his attitude. And he messed up by trying to get rid of things physically rather than mentally doing his job. And you are going to follow up by doing things physically instead of mentally. And if you really want to be a millionaire, a zillionaire, whatever it is, if you really want to be wealthy, independently wealthy, just say, I am independently wealthy, and live like it. If you want to be whole and perfect, say, I am whole and perfect, and live like it. If you want to win the lotteries, then enter them and say, I am always a winner. We'll talk more about that later. But the thing is, these are things that, it's just a matter of, where are you? Do you have so much fun being you that the world around you is energized by the magic of your presence, your charisma, and so the whole world around you is you reflected? Now, isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I say. Mm-hmm. That investment will bring you that result. But we can never get something for nothing, because we're always paying. It just depends on what kind of coin we're using. Have a lovely day, and know I love you eternally.
That's